Hello, this is Pawari. It is the 2nd of November. It's a Tuesday, and this is my audio boo. It's the second day of Napod Pomo, and already I'm struggling to find time to fit this into my day. Today's gone a bit pear-shaped. Various reasons. The morning was a complete write-off. All for good reasons, but unexpected anyway. And I'm trying to cram in as much as I can in a last short while before I go and pick up the kids from school. As such, I haven't really given much thought as to what I'm going to talk about today, so I'm just going to ramble on for a bit and comment on other people's boos from yesterday and earlier today. Firstly to Amanda, who is not doing Napod Pomo. He is setting up his own one called Audiomo, partly from Vlomo, I think, which Simon was talking about as well, and decided that there ought to be an audio one, but they hadn't realised about Napod Pomo. And then when he did realise about Napod Pomo, decided that Napod Pomo was too hard to say, so he's doing Audiomo. But anyway, good luck, Amanda, and looking forward to listening to all your content this month. Simon, I've enjoyed both of your boos from what I posted yesterday. But I'm intrigued. Doing an audio boo in the bath? Aren't you afraid you're going to drop your iPhone into the bath? That does sound rather scarily dangerous to me, but there you go. I hope you're feeling better today anyway. To Floyd UK, yes, I agree with you that definitely the whole touchscreen interface of iPads and iPhones are so much more intuitive to children. I was really intrigued to see how quickly the boys picked up playing games on the iPad and working their way around the system. And I also agree with my other half Acrobat's comments about learning to touch type. I really do wish they'd spend less time teaching kids handwriting and more time teaching them touch typing. It would be such a useful life skill. My kids find it absolutely bizarre that I grew up without the internet, and even as a kid had a TV that you didn't have a remote control for. They're quite disbelieving when I look at that, and I haven't even started trying to describe cassette tapes or anything like that. So, I wonder what they'll be telling their children when they grow up. Remember when you had mice and keyboards and you couldn't touch the screen? But then they know that already, so that wouldn't be amazing to their children, would it? I wonder how it's going to change over the next 20 years. It's been quite exciting, actually. Northern Bloke, loving your silly accents. I really hope you find some nice accents to offend people with over the next few days. I find that very entertaining. I agree with you totally about finding time at the weekends. Not quite sure how my weekends are going to work either. I find it hard enough to fit it in on the second day so far, so yes, we'll see. I think if I do happen to miss a day, I'm not going to beat myself up about it, but just keep trying to recall as many as I can anyway. And a final shout out to Tiny Blob, who isn't an audio booer and hasn't done any audio content as far as I know. Anyway, he listened to my audio boo yesterday and complained that he doesn't like listening to them because I never speak to him. So, Tiny Blob, I'm speaking to you. If you can think of a topic for my audio boo, I will do a whole audio boo just speaking to you. So there you go. If you can find a topic for me, I will dedicate an entire audio boo to you. There you go. I'm going to stop there because I need to go and sort a few things out before picking up the kids, and it looks like it's about to pour down with rain any minute, which is pretty much standard for 3:10. If it's going to rain at any point in the day, it will rain just before school pickup. So anyway, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye all.